Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 1, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn to understand a variety of sentences about where you're staying and some additional polite phrases and greetings. Before you go on to learn how to say these things, let's review your understanding of them. Give an English equivalent for each of the sentences in the following exchanges. Let's start. Number 1.
请问你住在哪儿?
May I ask, where are you staying?
我住在北京饭店。
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel. Number 2.
哪个人是梅同志?
Which person is Comrade May?
那个人是梅同志。
That person is Comrade May. Number 3.
你住在民族饭店吗?
Are you staying at the Nationalities Hotel?
是,我住在民族饭店。
Yes, I'm staying at the Nationalities Hotel. Number 4.
你住在这个饭店吗?
Are you staying at this hotel?
不,我不住在这个饭店。
No, I'm not staying at this hotel. Number 5.
江同志,您早。
Good morning, Comrade Jiang.
早,诺瓦克女士,您好。
Good morning, Miss Novak. How are you?
我很好。
I'm very well.
请问,你是美国哪儿的人?
May I ask, where are you from in America?
我是加州旧金山人。
I'm from San Francisco, California. If you had any problems with these sentences, rewind the tape and practice them some more. If you understood them all, you should begin learning how to say these things. Listen to this exchange.
请问,你住在哪儿?
我住在北京饭店。
The verb to stay at, 住在, is a compound made up of the verb to live, 住, and the verb to be at, 在, which you already know. Repeat the verb to stay at. Notice that the second syllable is in the neutral tone.
住在, 住在, 住在.
Repeat the word for hotel. Notice that both syllables have the following tone.
饭店, 饭店, 饭店.
Repeat the sentence, I'm staying at the Peking Hotel.
我住在北京饭店. 我住在北京饭店。
What's the verb to stay at?
住在。
What's the word for hotel?
饭店。
How do you say, I'm staying at the Peking Hotel?
我住在北京饭店。
Try answering the next question. Say that you're staying at the Peking Hotel.
请问,你住在哪儿?
我住在北京饭店。Again.
请问,你住在哪儿?
我住在北京饭店。Listen
to a similar exchange.
你住在北京饭店吗?
是,我住在北京饭店。
The verb 是 is the short answer here, indicating agreement. Although many verbs may be used to give short answers, the verb 住在 is not one of them. Repeat, yes, I'm staying at the Peking Hotel.
是,我住在北京饭店。是,我住在北京饭店。
Try answering the next question. Say, yes, I'm staying at the Peking Hotel.
你住在北京饭店吗?
是,我住在北京饭店。
Again.
你住在北京饭店吗？
是，我住在北京饭店。
Here's another question about where you're staying in Peking. Listen.
你住在民族饭店吗？
不，我不住在民族饭店。
Repeat nationalities hotel. Notice that in the word nationalities, both syllables have the rising tone.
民族饭店。民族饭店。民族饭店。
In the phrase, 不住在。Notice that the tone of the negative adverb 不 changes from falling tone to rising tone before another falling tone. Repeat, not to stay at.
不住在。不住在。不住在。
The short answer used here is simply the negative adverb 不. Repeat, no, I'm not staying at the Nationalities Hotel.
不，我不住在民族饭店。不，我不住在民族饭店。
Try answering the question. Tell him, no, I'm not staying at the Nationalities Hotel.
你住在民族饭店吗？
不，我不住在民族饭店。
Again.
你住在民族饭店吗？
不，我不住在民族饭店。
Let's review a bit. What's the word for hotel?
饭店。
How do you say Peking hotel?
北京饭店。
How do you say nationalities hotel?
民族饭店。
What's the verb to stay at?
住在。
You might be asked about where you're staying in yet another way. Listen to this exchange.
你住在哪个饭店？
我住在北京饭店。
What does 哪个 mean? Which. Repeat the word for which. Concentrate on the low tone.
哪个？哪个？哪个？
Repeat the question.Which hotel are you staying at?
你住在哪个饭店？你住在哪个饭店？
How do you say I'm staying at the Peking Hotel?
我住在北京饭店。
Try answering the next question. Say that you're staying at the Peking Hotel.
你住在哪个饭店？
我住在北京饭店。
Again.
你住在哪个饭店？
我住在北京饭店。
What's the word for which?
哪个？
How do you ask, which hotel are you staying at?
你住在哪个饭店？
The word 哪个 which?Can also be used to ask about people. Listen, Miss Novak, a foreign service officer in Peking, is talking with Comrade Zheng as they look at a photograph.
哪个人是梅同志？
那个人是梅同志。
Comrade Zheng, of course, is pointing to Comrade May in the picture. Repeat the word for that.
那个。那个。那个。
The word that, 那个, has a falling tone.This difference in tones is the only thing which distinguishes 那个 which from 那个 that. Repeat, that person.
那个人那个人那个人
Repeat, that person is Comrade May.
那个人是梅同志。那个人是梅同志。
What's the word for that?
那个。
How do you say that person?
那个人。
How do you say that person is Comrade May?
那个人是梅同志。
Try responding to the next question. Point out to her that that person is Comrade May.
哪个人是梅同志？
那个人是梅同志。
Again.
哪个人是梅同志？
那个人是梅同志。
What's the word for which?
哪个？
What's the word for that?
那个。
How do you say which person?
哪个人？
How do you say that person?
那个人。
Now that you know the word for that, 那个, you'll want the word for this.Listen.
你住在这个饭店吗？
不，我不住在这个饭店。
Like the word for that, 那个, the word for this, 这个 has a falling tone. Repeat this.
这个。这个。这个。
Repeat this hotel.
这个饭店。这个饭店。这个饭店。
Repeat, no, I'm not staying at this hotel.
不，我不住在这个饭店。不，我不住在这个饭店。
What's the word for this?
这个。
Try answering the question. Say that you're not staying at this hotel.
你住在这个饭店吗？
不，我不住在这个饭店。
Again.
你住在这个饭店吗？
不，我不住在这个饭店。
What's the word for this?
这个。
What's the word for that?
那个。
What's the word for which?
哪个。
However, there is a more polite way to say that person or which person. Listen.
哪位是张同志？
那位是张同志。
Miss Novak and Comrade Zheng are looking at the photograph again. Repeat the polite way to refer to another person, that one.
那位。那位。那位。
Notice that no word for person is used in the polite form,那位, unlike the phrase 那个人, repeat, that one is Comrade Zheng.
那位是张同志。那位是张同志。
Try answering the question now. Say that that one is Comrade Zheng.
哪位是张同志？
那位是张同志。
Now repeat the polite way to ask which person.
哪位？哪位？哪位？
Repeat, which person is Comrade Zheng?
哪位是张同志？哪位是张同志？
Ask the question yourself now.You'll get a confirmation and a reply.
哪位是张同志？
那位是张同志。
Let's review the words for this, that, and which. Translate the following random sentences from English into Chinese. Which hotel is he staying at?
他住在哪个饭店？
He's staying at that hotel.
他住在那个饭店。
I'm staying at this hotel.
我住在这个饭店。
Which one is Comrade May?
哪位是梅同志？
Which hotel are you staying at?
你住在哪个饭店？
That one is Comrade May.
那位是梅同志。
Is he staying at this hotel?
他住在这个饭店吗?
He's not staying at this hotel.
他不住在这个饭店。
I'm not staying at that hotel.
我不住在那个饭店。
Which one is Comrade May?
哪位是梅同志?
Now let's turn to the topic of greetings and polite expressions. Let's imagine that Miss Novak has just been introduced to Comrade Jiang, a Chinese diplomatic official. Listen.
Jiang 同志,您早。
早,若瓦克女士,您好。
The word 早 literally means to be early.But it's used as the greeting for good morning. Repeat, good morning.
早早早
If you're in a formal situation and you want to be particularly polite, you may add 您 to the greeting 早 Repeat the formal good morning. Literally, you're early.
您早您早您早
Repeat,Good morning, Comrade Jiang.
Jiang 同志,您早。Jiang 同志,您早。
Unless you're with close friends, the greeting 早 is usually used with the name of the person you're addressing. How do you say, Good morning, Comrade Jiang?
Jiang 同志,您早。
Again.
Jiang 同志,您早。
Now you start the conversation. Say good morning to Comrade Jiang. You'll get a confirmation and a reply.
Jiang 同志，您早。
早，若瓦克女士，您好。
Again.
Jiang 同志，您早。
早，若瓦克女士，您好。
Now listen to Miss Novak's reply.
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
Repeat the word for very.
很，很，很。
Although we translate 很 as very, actually it's not quite as strong as very. I'm quite well might be closer. Repeat, I'm very well.
我很好，我很好。我很好。
This sentence is a good example of the rule that low tone changes to rising tone before another low tone. Remember in the sentence I'm fine, 我 and 好 became 我好. Now we find three syllables which originally have the low tone. The first two syllables change to the rising tone before the third low tone syllable. Repeat, I'm very well again.
我很好。我很好，我很好。
Try responding to Comrade Jiang's greeting.
早，若瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
Again.
早，若瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
Now let's try the whole exchange. First, you greet Comrade Jiang.Then you reply to his greeting.
江同志，您早。
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
Try it again.
江同志，您早。
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
The conversation might continue like this.Listen.
请问您是美国哪儿的人？
我是加州旧金山人。
Most of this exchange is already familiar to you. The thing which is new is the name for San Francisco. Repeat, San Francisco.
旧金山旧金山旧金山
This name is literally Old Gold Mountain. Say San Francisco.
旧金山。
Repeat the sentence, I'm from San Francisco, California.
我是加州旧金山人。我是加州旧金山人。
You'll notice that, unlike in English, you mention the larger area first, then the smaller area. Repeat, I'm from San Francisco, California, again.
我是加州旧金山人。我是加州旧金山人。
What's the word for California?
加州。
What's the word for San Francisco?
旧金山。
How do you say, I'm from San Francisco, California?
我是加州旧金山人。
Try responding to Carmen Jiang's question. Remember, you're from San Francisco.
你是美国哪儿的人？
我是加州旧金山人。
Again.
你是美国哪儿的人？
我是加州旧金山人。
Let's listen to the whole exchange now.
江同志，您早。
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
请问，您是美国哪儿的人？
我是加州旧金山人。
Now you try it. Take the part of Miss Novak. Greet Carmen Jiang, and then answer him.
江同志，您早。
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
请问，您是美国哪儿的人？
我是加州旧金山人。
Try it again.
江同志，您早。
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
请问，你是美国哪儿的人？
我是加州旧金山人。
Now let's review what we've covered on this tape. I'll give you some English sentences and you put them into Chinese. They're arranged in exchanges. Let's begin. Number one. May I ask, where are you staying?
请问你住在哪儿?
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel.
我住在北京饭店。
Number two.Which one is Comrade May?
哪位是梅同志?
That one is Comrade May.
那位是梅同志?
Number three. Are you staying at the Nationalities Hotel?
你住在民族饭店吗?
Yes, I'm staying at the Nationalities Hotel.
是，我住在民族饭店。
Number four. Good morning, Comrade Jiang.
江同志，您早。
Good morning, Miss Novak. How are you?
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
Number five. Are you staying at this hotel?
你住在这个饭店吗?
No, I'm not staying at this hotel.
不,我不住在这个饭店。
Number six. I'm from San Francisco, California.
我是加州旧金山人。
Number seven. Good morning, how are you?
早，您好。
I'm very well.
我很好。
This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module, Unit 1, Production Tape 1.